Drink it. Drink it.
Chug, chug, chug.
Chug, chug, chug.
Happy fucking happy hour podcast. Hey, speaking of dirty little freaks.
What?
Jim, did Jody just do her freaky trick hip to you?
I saw that.
Jody
that
Hamilton.
Want to feel it?
Carol Burnett's daughter has a freaky trick hip, and so does her mom. So does her mom.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Hang on.
Right here.
Okay. Do that. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, so fucking freaky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. It's like there's a squid in there.
Yeah. Cool? It's like she has a squid in her hip.
I get that from my mommy.
Really? Your mom also has trick hips?
She does. Just the one. On her right side.
Oh,
and
you have the other one.
Okay. I mean, you can do it on the right. It's just not nearly as impressive.
Wow. That is...
And apparently my sister and I both inherited my mom's knees.
Because
mine are, you know, one goes out or the other, you know.
Huh. So, okay.
It would help if I lost about 100 pounds. But,
Jim showed up with a cane. Very distinguished.
Yes. And he'll beat you with it if you... Get off my lawn! Damn kids. Rock and rap music.
Yeah.
With your rock and roll 8-track tapes.
So, Jody Hamilton has, is
got. Why do you need 8 tracks? Why can't it just be one?
Grandpa, sorry.
What do you need 8 tracks for? Going to train doesn't have 8 tracks, only 2.
Oh, wait, before we get started, hang on.
What?
Well, I mean, we're character. Started, but a request for Jim, because you know how it is, because people miss the gym. Hang on a second.
Request for Jim to wax his asshole?
Again?
No, that's Travis from last week.
Travis, yeah.
Okay, Jim hope you don't play that.
Jim does not play that.
Ow.
Yeah, I know, right?
John says, I don't understand. My favorite lyric from Warren Zevon popped into my head this morning. I'm just spitballing here, but it would make my week if I could hear Jim as Tom Brokaw say or sing, "Little Old Lady Got Mutilated Late Last Night."
Little Old Lady Got Mutilated Late Last Night.
That made me happy, too.
Werewolves of London.
That made me happy.
I like that.
That's does Tom have any further thoughts on Brian Williams?
I'm done with Brian Williams. I want nothing to do with that loser.
Liar.
And liar.
This is getting worse and worse, isn't it, for Brian Williams? Now he's like, I embedded with SEAL Team 6. Nope, they don't embed journalists. It's a covert operation, you fuckball.
It was more important than that. I embedded with SEAL Team 27.
Exactly.
Sure.
I heard he was with Abe Lincoln.
You're a big fat liar.
Well, SEAL Teams, the mission is secret.
He was on the moon, too.
We're going to get Bin Laden. Don't tell anyone. Hide that camera.
One small step for a reporter. One giant leap. What? No, that wasn't me.
No. And that they got him, they gave him a piece of the downed helicopter from the Bin Laden raid.
They
really
did.
Like, I know the Pakistanis are coming. There's going to be incoming fire, but can I get a trinket for Brian Williams? Because he would, oh my God, he's going to love this.
I love him so much. We tweet together all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Then he found, a piece of the true cross.
Oh, there we go. And the Shroud of Turin.
Yes.
Apparently he did.
Apparently it's the Shroud of Glendale. But
Arizona.
Yeah.
So, Jody Hamilton, who is goddamn fascinating.
Goddamn fascinating.
Fucking interesting. Just as a Hollywood kid, you have all these...
She should have some goddamn lobster if she's so goddamn...
One of these goddamn days, I will fucking have one. See, I did it.
Yay!
I dragged you down to our level.
Yay! Well, I have to up my filth, so I definitely make the second volume.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote today and said, I love all the cunty things that you guys cunt on the...
on the cunt.
On the cunty podcast.
Yeah, great. The pod
cunt. You're a cunning
cunt. You're the cuntiest, Steph.
It's the happy hour pod cunt.
We should make it so you can't even even the title is explicit.
Yeah.
It's not safe for anywhere. But everyone.
Yeah, you know, see that in Billboard magazine.
But the word loses its power the more you repeat it.
Cunt, repeat
cunt,
it?
Cunt, cunt, cunt. Cunt.
Well, you're such a cunning stunt.
Oh, thanks.
You know.
Anyway, but so you will just blurt out fascinating Hollywood stories without even thinking about it. Like, you came in and said, I once tripped over Alexis Arquette's cock. Yes. And I was like,
what?
Hang on. What
is that? You tripped over Alexis de Tocqueville's cock?
Yes.
I didn't know he was still alive.
No, Alexis Arquette, for those of you that don't know.
I tripped over Alex Trebek's cock. I don't know how that happened. I was in jeopardy. It was.
Was Connery there?
Trebek. I'll take penis magia.
Did you see? Did you see SNL 40?
Yes.
They did a brand new Celebrity Jeopardy.
They did,
and everybody played the original things.
Oh wow!
One of the categories was who reads, and Connery said, "I'll take Horadge for 400."
Horadge.
Yes.
It was very fun.
It was. Yeah.
Well, you know, when I won my daytime Emmy. Although these many years ago,
yeah.
Jim Alex Ward, Trebek, I'm not bullshitting when I say he's an Emmy Award-winning voice.
That's
DNA
right,
motherfucker.
Alex Trebek.
Does it count that I'm Emmy nominated?
Are you really? For what?
For Carol Burnett Show.
But anyway, Alex Trebek was the host of the thing.
Oh,
there.
Wow.
So,
was he really?
So I when I came up to the stage to accept my award from Bart Simpson.
Cartwright.
Yeah.
But so I started talking to him and Sean Connery's voice, you know, and then, but I, you know, I was going to miss dinner if I
right.
didn't run out there. And so and apparently he wanted me to come back out and play and great.
He likes to play.
Should
with
have
you,
skipped dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like he'd have much of a sense of humor.
Well, he's Canadian.
He did Zardoz.
He's Canadian.
Yeah, he did do.
He did do Zardoz.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Back to you tripping over Alexis Arquette's cock.
The whole thing stinks like a whorehouse at low tide.
Yes, thank you, Sean.
I was out with my sister Carrie and our friend Patrick, and Lexi was performing. Mm-hmm. It was at the old Club Scream a long time ago. Mm-hmm.
Now
that sounds like something Stefan would go to.
Club.
Scream was actually a very kind of rock club.
Okay.
It was very rock.
Wait a minute. So
it's like that thing where there's the midget and he's on a catapult.
Well, that would be Lexi.
So wait, I need to refresh my Arquette memory.
Okay, she is, her sister is nominated for an Oscar this year for Boyhood.
Right.
Patricia.
Patricia, okay.
Patricia. Alexis is still anatomically a boy, but she's a transsexual.
Okay. I got it. Okay, so now the cock thing is, because as you remember, I went to the bathroom during that scene in Crying Game, so I still don't know the secret of the Crying Game. Okay, Alexis
it was Kevin
Spacey. Has a cock. Okay.
she was performing that night, and we were there, Carrie, myself, and an old roommate of mine, and we were hanging out, and I actually tripped, and I fell, and so the legend is that I tripped over her cock.
Uh-huh.
And she will back that up.
Wow.
All right.
She will back that up. I'm not saying what really happened. I'm just saying that happened.
Okay. You're not saying. You're just saying.
I'm just saying. It's huge. She kind of has to roll it up.
If you're going to trip over a cock, it might as well be Alexis Arquette.
Exactly. Wow. She's known to suck her own.
But, wow.
All right.
Jim would never leave the house if he could suck his own dick.
She's done that on stage.
Wow.
She is known for... Nice. Wow. Yay. Great. You have good gear.
Are you okay?
I have my straw. I'm good. But I've already killed one.
If you're going to be a transsexual, don't you have to eventually... Lock it off?
No, not necessarily.
Not everybody does.
Yeah, okay.
And that sounds like that's a big job. That's going to need like fucking Paul Bunyan and a blue ox.
She might need to donate it to somebody else.
She might need to donate it to that penis museum.
Right,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. My sister's ex-husband used to make cockware, kitchenware that were shaped like penis. I'll bring it next time. I have a cork dork, which is what I call a cockscrew.
Okay.
Okay. No, wait. And somehow we got to that Alexis Arquette is friends with Mrs. Brady, Florence Henderson.
They did the Surreal Life together years ago.
On VH1.
Yeah, and they became fast friends. Florence just loves...
I'm sorry, Jerry Ford has some thoughts about Florence Henderson.
I did a bit years ago about Jerry Ford for some reason, and he just had the hots for Florence Henderson.
Why wouldn't he?
Oh, I sure love that. Florence Henderson, hot cha-cha.
And Florence Henderson is
she's
bit of a self-avowed whore.
Yeah.
She kind of is.
I mean, in a nice way.
Well, she has a piece in Fort Lauderdale and other pieces on the side.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
a
young
lot of
piece.
On the side,
no,
apparently.
She has a young chiropractor piece. So, like, when he, you know, fucks her silly, like, and twists her 16 ways to 50 Shades of Grey. All right, I can fix that.
Straighten me up.
Well, I mean, her husband died several years ago,
right.
So she's been a nice single lady for a while.
Yeah.
I say go for it.
She's won all the single ladies, you know.
All the single ladies, exactly. Kanye will want her to win the next Grammy.
Yeah.
I think Kanye works with people that win the Grammy to sell records, because Taylor Swift's record went to number one after he did that. Beck's record is selling like crazy now. So I think he's in concert with them. He has a weird fixation on Beyonce.
And I don't think he would get along too well with Sam Smith for some reason.
Maybe too much.
But you know what? Kanye West and Taylor Swift were at dinner last night.
Oh, they're going in the studio together.
Yeah.
Now. He
strikes me. That's
what
the kids are calling it.
Yeah. That's what the kids are calling it these days.
He strikes me as a giant
asshole.
He
does.
Yeah.
He talks about him. He speaks of himself way too much in the third person.
Like Bob Dole?
Stephanie Miller doesn't like that.
No.
No. No.
Jim Ward hates Hammy. When people do that.
Pardon Hammy me? Hates it.
Who
Jim
does?
Ward hates it. Hammy.
Hammy.
Is that one of the Bush brothers? The forgotten Bush brothers? Hammy.
Well, there's a Bush involved.
I bet. More than one.
See, I'm gonna make the second volume, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes.
Jody's bringing it. She's fucking bringing it, man. Yeah. Why we mentioned 50 Shades of Grey? So, because
I call it 50 Shades of.
I'm getting warm.
Like I like to check with
flash.
My straight girls.
Yeah, I'm getting a hot flash too. Travis,
turn on the air, Jody. Oh, Jody's taking some clothes off. Hello, Squeezy. Squeezy's in the house. Wow, nice rack.
That's mine.
Wow, nice.
It's my own.
Hey, you should have a stripper pole in here.
I grew it myself.
Wow, nice tits.
Here, let me check.
There, go ahead.
Jim's
doing a public service.
He didn't yet.
It was a simulation.
It was a simulated touch.
Exactly.
Like porn.
This is a real one.
Right.
Like Cinemax porn.
Right.
Right. Cinemax.
Right. Right.
It's just sad, actually.
It's what?
Skinamax porn. It's just, oh, really? Oh,
that's sad.
They try to have stories.
Do they really? Yeah, oh, they don't even try for a plot.
They try.
Really?
They try.
They met in the library, reading Proust to each other.
Of course they did. Of course.
And then she.
And then she. And then it was a penthouse letter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Two Moon Junction had a plot. That was with Miles O'Keefe.
Like Mulholland Drive had a plot.
Yeah,
well,
kinda.
Speaking of which, can we talk about 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
So, all right. I like to do my check-in with my straight girls, Jody Hamilton, my straight guys, Jim Ward. Madonna said 50 Shades of Grey is so unrealistic because she said, this is so unrealistic because no guy goes down on a girl that much. I'm sorry, no one eats as much pussy as the guy in that book.
Really?
Jim Ward, can you speak to that?
Well, Jody? I should read the book then.
I'm
going to go with Madonna on that.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always been into it.
Yeah. You know what? I sense Jim's a giver. Jim's a
he
liberal
is
giver.
A giver, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Jim is probably fucking...
I don't mind going downtown if the streets are clean. I don't know. Some football player, I think.
Is there more wax involved? What is going on?
Wow. What is happening with Jim Ward? Okay.
Wow.
I need to sip my straw of champagne.
Okay.
We're finding out what makes Jim Ward tick this week.
I can see
it's awfully narrow.
I've gotten a back rub from Jim Ward. He is good with his hands, and I sense he is magic with his tongue. That's all I'm saying, Jody. I'm just saying.
Why don't we test that right here?
Yeah,
right now.
Let's do it. Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Well, you have her
ass
right
here.
I know
razor burn isn't an issue, so.
It's all about waxing and laser.
But I haven't seen the 50 Shades. I haven't read it. Have you?
No.
I don't know about the whole submission thing.
It reminds me,
read the first 42 shades.
It's just repetitive.
Yeah. Right. Once you get into cornflower and magenta.
Well, it reminds me. Remember how all the women fell in love with the Phantom and Phantom of, and the musical Phantom?
Yes.
He's just stalking up
the here. Inside I
saw Davis
your
Gaines
mind.
Do one of these. It's like that. These women fell in love with a stalking kidnapper.
Right.
Isn't that romantic? It's like, no, that's not. Why would you
You're
want
like, no,
that?
It's a little rapey.
Isn't it romantic?
No. It's not.
You can go to Republican
hearing. And
then she
was a bitch to him, too, in Phantom. She was, as soon as she saw him, she didn't like him anymore.
Yeah.
So she's a kind of a whore.
God,
kind of
you're
cunt.
Gross.
Kind of a cunty whore.
You're gross. She's so gross. Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister and I saw that when it was here in Davis Gaines, who's a wonderful singer, mind you, but he practically bowed whenever he walked on stage.
Oh, God.
And...
Forget
we're sitting.
Your wild-eyed fears. I'm here. And sorry.
Ooh, that was lovely.
Jim has a really good voice. Yeah. And he gives. He licks pussy like nobody's business.
That's what I heard.
Like you would know.
Well, I definitely
would
know.
The night is young.
The night is young.
The after parties always get considerably more.
But no, Carrie and I were seeing the show years ago, and they still had the same bad drum machine orchestra thing going on. It wasn't an actual orchestra. It was just like the tape of it.
Right.
And so they start doing it, and we're like a row behind and four seats behind Lynn Redgrave.
Oh, wow.
And so we're laughing inappropriately.
Oh, dear.
And she was having none of that.
Oh, she kept looking over her shoulder. Now we're like the kids in church.
Oh, sure.
Did you say Vanessa Redgrave?
No, Lynn.
Lynn. She would call you,
she was
Zionist hoodlums.
Oh, my God. She was so, right. And she kept looking, and we could not. Now that she's looking at us, right. Now we have to laugh more.
Sure,
because it was Davis Gaines, who's a great singer, but seriously, was doing one of these, like a Hinton battle,
kind of thing. Wow.
And it was very funny. So now we're thinking it's Harvey Korman doing the ham actor. Right. Now we can't help it. Bad piano playing, bad drumming. It's so 80s, and now we're dying.
Oh my God!
Oh yeah, exactly.
Well, you must have the recall for your mom's sketches that just that's too close.
Especially now that I've seen three seasons in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you know, karaoke means empty orchestra.
Oh. Like my head, just
like
my head.
Karate is empty hand.
Oh, you're so smart,
Jim. What's your?
I read Shogun. Hey, Kinjiro, wakarimasu.
He's hot.
What is your
technique
for... Ichi, ni, san. Okay, there we go.
What is your technique for eating pussy? Because remember, Sam Kennison used to say, lick the alphabet?
Yes, he did.
I sense... When
I'm with Ludmilla, I lick the Cyrillic alphabet.
Oh, Jim Ward, you heard it, ladies. Licks the Cyrillic alphabet.
Nice. You know, the Russian dark L is very good. Ooh. I understand.
Oh, nice.
Wow. All right.
Nice.
Wow. Wow.
Something for the ladies.
To do the Russian L, you have to make your tongue very broad, you see.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Yeah,
maybe he can do some lessons.
He's got some girth.
And I've got length.
Yeah, you do. Wow. Look at that, Yikes. Gene Simmons.
Wow. That's weird. Okay.
That's, well, that was Gene like Simmons
Kiss
is weird.
That was Gene Simmons weird.
That was Gene Simmons weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Although he was very smart to appropriate the Monopoly Moneybags character.
Oh, that's
because
true.
Now no one can use it without giving money to Gene Simmons.
Gene Simmons is a very smart businessman.
He's very, very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Kind of a dick, but he's very smart. Yeah.
He's been nice to
Excuse
me.
Has he?
Yeah.
I was going to say, you have a rocker kind of heavy metal boyfriend, right? A
little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Lonnie. Mm-hmm. And so he loves Kiss.
We were on the Kiss cruise. His band played on the Kiss cruise a few years ago. It was our first cruise. We've decided we're cruise people.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God!
It's weird. It was very love boat, but with Kiss fans. It was very strange.
Okay.
That's weird.
Because it was like camp for old people that like Kiss.
Okay.
There was a wedding at one point.
Huh.
Okay. It was Kiss, Skid Row, Adler, Lonnie's band, and then a bunch of other cover bands.
Right.
And Kiss played three times. Everybody played three times from the main stage to the pool and something else. And I know two of the guys from Kiss very well because before they were in Kiss, I knew them.
Okay.
And then I met Gene years ago. Hmm. My old boss introduced me to him and then wanted to hire me, and I should have taken the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, should I have
taken
that
job. I bet the pay's better.
Yeah.
Than pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he took my call years later when I needed advice from him. Mm-hmm. And he's always been very nice. But yes, we're cruise people and we like the Kiss.
Hmm.
Rolling Stones, Aerosmith, Who kind of a guy, but
that if I had person. A choice of that and Gitmo, I'd fucking take Gitmo. No offense.
We went by Cuba.
Okay,
Cuba. We waved at Cuba.
I get boat sick.
Yeah. Oh, so we had fun.
I get boat sick and also heavy metal, not so much. But.
Oh wow, the combination.
Well, Kiss isn't metal really; they're a pop band.
Are they? Yeah, rock and roll all night is that's a
Beth?
Pop song.
Oh, I like that one.
Beth?
Yeah. Beth, what can I do?
Yeah, I mean it's
listen you. Shut Detroit the fuck up Rock over there, City. Chris, because you told Jody and I that Out Here on My Own is one of the lesser fame songs.
It's the Oscar-winning song.
And it is fucking not.
Or at least Oscar-nominated song. Dude.
Because, Jody, sometimes we are out here
lady.
On our own.
We all are sometimes out here on our own, aren't we?
We are.
Sometimes you wonder.
Where I've been.
Do I fit in? Right?
Sometimes I wonder where I've been.
She's a lovely voice.
Who I am, do I fit in? I may not win, but I can be strong out here on my own.
All right. Yes. All right, this is awesome.
These microphones aren't really meant for belting.
I'll go over here.
The joint singing is starting.
I'm my mother's daughter. You got to go back.
Wow.
What?
Where's that feedback coming from?
Yeah, your mom's a bit of a belter. Bit of a belter.
She's a bit of a belter.
She's used to singing on stage.
I'm used to compression.
In front of many people. Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot of compression. This is made for talk radio in here.
Yeah. I would like you and Jim Moore to do the duet from You're the One That I Want from Greece.
Oh, wow.
See, that's one of the major...
I'm wearing the right outfit.
I did that at a party once, actually.
Just say, tell me about it, stud.
Tell me about it, stud. I need... I have a blonde wig. Honey.
All right.
We need a flying car.
Yeah.
Oh, supercar?
Totally.
Yes. Yes.
That takes off from Marshall High School right over here.
And then they never land. I'm worried about them.
Yeah, because they didn't make an appearance in Greece, too.
No.
So, wow.
Did they die?
They were in orbit around Uranus.
Was it wax?
Travis, are they around your hairless anus?
Wow. And it circles back.
You're number one, too. Love you. Can you hear this? I'll turn it up. All right.
And Travis just said that he got his ass waxed again last week.
Really?
I think you like it.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? Because the first time he had it done, it grows back worse. Like you said, his ass looked like Mandy Patinkin. It was
yes!
What the fuck is
everyone's
happening
ass
down
looks
here?
Like Mandy Patinkin.
Poor Mandy Patinkin.
And I love Mandy Patinkin. I'm just saying, you know, that's not a look for your asshole.
Right.
No.
You killed my father.
He said that's not how it works.
To die.
You did kill my father. Prepare to die. I am, what's his name? Montaño.
My name is Inigo
Montoya.
You killed my father. Prepare
to die. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. You don't know The Princess Bride that well? You know the guy that directed it.
Yes, I know.
You know the guy that directed it.
I'm the toilet pirate robber.
If you say I don't know Princess Bride, you are a liar.
Liar! Liar!
Never start a war in Asia.
Liar!
And never with a Sicilian.
Good luck storming the castle.
He's mostly dead.
Mostly.
I've seen worse.
Rob Reiner loves it when we quote his films.
Does yes, he really does.
Which I do Spinal Tap left and right.
Yeah,
obsessively.
As long as you stay away from
stay
Misery.
Stay from the sand.
Oh, well, Misery. I love Misery.
Hey, hello, Mr. Man.
Hello.
You dirty bird.
Jim, when you say you like to, what's this, something about the streets, mm-hmm. The streets are clean?
Athlete. Said that once in the. I don't mind going downtown if the streets are clean.
All right.
I forget who it was. Well, but
all right.
At least he's
I'm
letting
not
you
sure
know.
If this would count, but a woman made yogurt in her vagina.
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
A woman has undertaken an
that's
experiment.
One way of doing it.
There's the face. The De Niro face.
Memories.
It's a De Niro face.
A little bit.
A
you don't
De Niro
have a lot of enthusiasm for pussy.
Yeah,
this is the quietest you've ever been in a podcast. There's a lot of pussy talk.
Yeah, this show has a
Chris once said something about the hole in a woman's clit.
What?
Like, Jim has like, there's no fucking hole in a woman's clit.
He was drunk and saw a really small penis. That's what it was.
Okay, what you need to do is get our bodies ourselves and look at it.
Oh, my high school girlfriend made me read that. Oh, God.
You got to get over a mirror. They tell you. Remember in that book?
Or Free to Be You and Me.
Yes, that too.
That one too.
And she was a militant vegetarian. She'd go into restaurants and you know look at someone eating a steak and say, enjoy your heart attack. Other than that, she was a lovely girl.
She was lovely.
Was this the woman you were married to?
No.
Okay.
She was a worse.
But she reminded me of, well, never mind.
Never mind.
Ay, wow.
Ay,
wow.
Wow.
My life, my whole first 30 years were just a waste. I want to go back in time.
We were very, let me just say, Chris, we were very protective of you during
that
time.
Yes, we were.
There was a lot of
drama.
Unpleasantness.
She's not good enough for him. I was very protective.
Was she a cunt?
Yes.
She was really cunty. Yes.
She's the
cunt, I gotta say.
The cuntiest cunted that ever cunted on Jim.
She cunted a lot. She cunted a lot on Jim, and not in a good way.
You wanted to cunt punt her, didn't you?
You know, Jim likes it when you cunt on him in a good way. She was not a good cunter.
No.
She was the cuntest of cuntville.
Well, Well, she took after her mom, who's a big whore.
Okay.
But
the dowager
well, she used
cuntess.
Her cunt for work. But,
well, not literally, but no, she could be very nice, but she was still a whore.
Yes,
and
that's true.
Yeah, and like an actual.
Lives. Yeah.
No, here's the thing, you know, Jody, you know this because you've listened to us for years. So we, no one gives each other shit more than we do.
That's true.
Fiercely protective of each other. I was like, I will cunt punch that
punt
mother.
Cunt punch or punch
because she wasn't. Nice to him. Okay. Anyway, and Jim is, as you
where
know,
does
the,
she live?
The most
is
handsome
she in the valley?
Romantic.
I can go get her.
She's the most handsome. He's the most handsome romantic, talentedest man in the world.
Okay. He is.
Okay. So this cunt made some yogurt in her vagina. I just felt like it was important to point this out.
Wow. This yogurt tastes like cunt. I like it.
I know the taste of that.
That
yogurt.
Tastes like Mary. Yum.
Is this cunt plate?
No, it's a little more.
I love
Becky,
this yogurt.
I think.
Is that fruit on the bottom?
Well,
not necessarily on the bottom. But.
Well, okay. She undertook an experiment in which she made yogurt with her vagina. Cecilia Westbrook noted that seeing as probiotics are good for you, good for your gut. I take probiotics. They're supposed to be good for you.
All right.
I take amateur biotics. I probably should switch up to pro.
No, I take the probiotics and not through my cunt. and are also produced by your vagina, then why not culture the good stuff from down there to benefit her belly? She said, every vagina is home to hundreds of different types of bacteria and organisms.
Mm. Yes.
Hot, right, Chris?
Totally. Yeah. Don't you want to go there?
The dominant bacteria.
I did.
And you're going back, aren't you? No, after no, this, you're no, still going
not,
back.
No. Mm.
Come on, it was mint-flavored yogurt. Mm.
The last time I went down on a girl, I got a yeast infection in my mouth.
Mm. That's why you need dental dams.
Mm. Anyway, it's the same.
It was 1990.
It's the same kind of bacteria in your.
I know some girls. I need the Hoover Dam, but you know. That's
all right. He's a bad man. He's a bad man.
Is that you're a hot very dog in a hallway bad joke? Man.
Yes.
A hot dog in a hallway.
In a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or like throwing a broomstick in a garbage can.
It's more like throwing a hot dog into outer space.
Oh, why can I hear an echo?
Mom, I'm really, really sorry.
Your cunt is really big.
Is your mom going to listen to this?
Sputnik wasn't the first satellite. It was a hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Let's hope Carol Burnett is not listening to this.
No, I will make her not listen to it if somebody ever sends it to her.
You're normally classy. I'm so adorable. We pull you down into our level.
I'm adorable.
You are.
One of us.
The devil horns.
Freaks. And when you're not seeing freaks.
Oh, they also did that in American Horror Story, Freak Show, this past season.
They stole that.
No, they didn't. It was like an homage.
An homage.
Yes.
Oh, the French
one. Why is no one interested in my cunt yogurt story?
Because
I'm a girl.
It's grody.
Okay. It's the same kind of bacteria that people sometimes use to culture milk, cheese, and yogurt. So she made her yogurt overnight. Collecting her natural ingredient with a wooden spoon and culturing it in a bowl, she woke up to a respectable size sample, which she ate with blueberries.
Wow. Well, blueberries fix everything.
She said it tasted like Indian yogurt, a little sour.
She should have eaten something sweet before.
Mm. Well, she should have gone down on a diabetic.
There you go. If she'd eaten something sweeter, it would have tasted sweeter.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Or, as Jeffort helpfully point out, eat out a diabetic.
Think about it. I miss something. I totally get that.
That's yummy.
Mmm. Sugar.
That tastes like diabetic.
Wait, that tastes like insulin. Blech. 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 Don't listen to doctors.
This is really horrible. Horrible.
I don't know what you're talking. I'm not here.
Horrible.
I'm not here.
Yes, you are.
It's my evil twin.
Sure.
No, you're still
who drinks canned champagne?
You're
it's
still here.
Hody Jamilton.
Hody Jamilton. That's it.
Our guest this week, Hody Jamilton. All right, let's talk about something more respectable, like giraffe fucking. Okay.
What?
Oh,
wow, that's hard to do.
Because if you think
you need a ladder for that.
Yeah, a couple.
That's not fucking. That's necking.
Not you, Jim. Another giraffe. Jesus Christ, Jim. Really? I could have sworn I saw him at Griffith Park Zoo. Yeah, really? Yeah, you tall model bitch. Take well,
there was a
Dig
giraffe
it.
At the Santa Barbara Zoo for years who had a bent neck. And like a neck.
Oh,
but he was fine.
He was nice to the lady giraffes. That's how his neck got out of whack.
Right?
Yeah. We're probably bringing it back.
He ate too much pussy.
Exactly.
Right?
Giraffe pussy. It hurt his neck.
He lived a long time.
It's difficult.
All right, well, there's some fun facts you may not want to
ever know.
Okay, right, yes, but you're going to now.
Uh-oh.
Before mating, the female giraffe will first urinate in the male's mouth.
Ah, wow. Well,
water sports.
Stefan might be into that.
Interesting kind.
Sure.
Great club at the zoo where a giraffe.
Right.
Never mind.
Uh-huh. Okay. Male giraffes take a mouthful of a female's urine to determine if she'd be a good mate.
Oh. Wow. It's a hormone test.
Makes sense. Yeah.
I think that's what Jim is waiting for. Mm. Waiting for you to pee in his in his mouth to see if you're a good match.
Okay.
As long as you taste my sweaty balls.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about the asparagus.
Oh!
Sorry. I love you.
Couldn't it be a cassava melon?
Asparagus! Oh, Jim, you're going to love
this. A cassava melon tastes as...
I don't know.
It's
okay. Not going to be as bad.
It's good practice.
This is known as the...
Do that again?
Wow.
That made both of us hot.
Yeah,
that's
did.
Weird.
A little bit.
Okay.
Little right. bit. Sorry, Lonnie.
A little bit.
And that was just one direction.
I got some enthusiasm.
Not the band, I mean, but... I suspect they're not into, you know... Anyway,
some of them aren't.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
No.
Let's move on. Now.
It's kind of a palate cleanser.
That was good. That was
isn't
nice.
It? It's punctuation for the, right. Start of the podcast.
Yeah. I like it.
Listen, champagne makes me.
Yeah. Makes you gassy.
Okay, Jim, this is known as the Flamin' sequence. That's what it's called.
It sounds like when the second stage of the Saturn V rocket ignites. But
yeah, it does.
Where the male giraffe will approach the female and
we're
then.
Approaching Flamin' sequence.
Roger, we're.
We are, Roger that.
Approaching Flamin' sequence.
If you look at the left, you'll see.
What is this giraffe been drinking?
Okay, where the male giraffe will approach the female and then rub against her backside until she pees.
Wow.
When,
well,
if
sure.
she does.
Been there, done that.
Well, who hasn't happen? Done that once at the Griffith Park Zoo? Okay. Sorry.
You're like the truck driver.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. I so apologize. Oh, my God. That was not my box. That was me. Okay. Okay, when or if she does, he will taste it to tell whether. That seems a little oaky. Little,
it's a little too oaky.
That's buttery.
Does he spit it out? Like a wine taster?
I don't know.
taste
like
each
Paul
girl.
Giamatti? Yeah.
Oh. Like taste each girl and spits it out to decide which
it's
one he wants.
It's a neck full of
drink.
No, she's wrong.
No, she's not. Yeah. Oh, it's a Merlot. We don't like that.
Hello. I am the giraffe sommelier.
I hate Merlot. Paul Giamatti single handedly.
I am not drinking any goddamn
Merlot industry.
Merlot.
Giraffe Merlot.
I'm the sommelier. I'm the giraffe sommelier. Here's my card. This is totally inappropriate.
It's a Moscato. You just want one.
Ugh.
Ugh. Well, actually, in Europe, they go more by my region rather than a specific type
that's
of grape.
That's true. Yeah, that's
well, thank you, Jim, for that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's very
the
cultured.
Terroir.
Okay. Okay, so when, if she does, he'll taste it, tell whether she's in heat or not.
Oh.
Okay. She's a little oaky. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying she's from Oklahoma.
If she is, he will then proceed to stalk her.
With like the
female
phantom.
Sometimes continually walking.
Stalker. I just met her.
With the female sometimes continually walking or running away from him. During this time, he
been
will.
Been there, done that.
Oh.
They're the Davis Gaines of giraffes.
During this time, he will attempt to keep other males away from the female as he pursues her, which is often the point of the female's rejection, trying to see if she can get a better male to become interested in
can't
her.
Can't find a
whore,
better male.
Whore, giraffe whore.
Can't find a better male.
All right. When fighting over a female, the
Pearl
giraffes
no?
What? Remember okay.
will establish
dominance like
via high or low intensity necking.
What?
Well, it's always high-intensity necking if you're a giraffe. It's
like, they just, there's no low-intensity
necking. Want a neck? Yeah. Want a neck? Yes! I got nothing but fucking neck. Let's go.
Nothing but neck.
I got nothing but neck here. Bam! The low-intensity version of necking involves pressing necks against one another until one gets tired or gives up.
That's how that guy's neck got hurt.
That's right.
That's how that
in high-intensity neck, they'll swing their heads and necks to each other, trying to land blows on the other giraffe. This
I've
type of fighting
that.
Can last as much as a half hour before one will concede the match. With either type of fighting, very rarely is serious damage done. Further, the one with the longer neck almost always wins.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
So now I know that they're fucking.
This is like 70 Shades of Grey now.
Yeah. They've upped it, the giraffes.
After a necking battle, the males will often caress one another with their necks.
Aww.
Oh, hey, no.
And then have sex with each
other.
Aww.
With the males?
Yeah.
Hi.
They're the gays.
It's the Brokeback tent scene.
Yeah.
I like it.
Ow, ow, my neck. Ow, ow, I'm going to fuck you like a,
ow,
you know,
Bruce.
Like a giraffe.
Wow.
It's like a giraffe version.
Oh, where's my barn coat?
It's like a giraffe version of the Mitt Romney Rick Perry
debates.
Just
totally.
Fucking, I hate you. I hate your neck. You got fire to fuck you. You.
Okay.
Including reaching climax. Hello.
Oh,
wow. A giraffe orgasm's got to be like, wow, a goddamn
yikes.
Fire hose.
Stand
like,
back.
Holy shit, stand back.
Call NORAD.
Wow, call NORAD. It's giraffe thumb. That's like a water slide.
Sounds
I
like it.
I want to do that before I die. I would like
that.
To die. I would like to die like that. I would like to die on like a water slide of giraffe cum at the Griffith Park Zoo. Why not?
Well, you're right there. I mean,
you're right. You could walk there.
Right?
Yeah.
My mom would be like, oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
We'll just leave this out.
On a water slide of giraffe cum.
Oh, dear. Stephanie Louise
Your dad would be so proud.
Oh, Jesus.
Stephanie Louise, what were you thinking?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
It is estimated that 75 to 94% of the time male giraffes have sex, it's with another male giraffe.
What?
So they're a part of the gays.
Yeah. What are you saying, giraffes or fags?
Maybe. Right.
I'm not going to the zoo ever again.
Yeah. I don't like them anymore.
I'm not going to Lincoln Park Zoo if there's gay fag giraffes there.
They're the faggot that just see fags that have ever fagged.
So they like cigarettes is what you're saying?
Sure. Jim, here's the bad news for you. About only 1% of female giraffe sexual encounters occur between two females.
Oh, that's boring.
Oh, whatever. Sorry, Jim.
Jesus Christ, really? And me too. Hello.
I'm sorry,
little
Steph.
Little sympathy card over here.
Sorry,
what?
So
Stephanie.
The giraffe world is more
boy
gay. Falcon Studios, you know, rather than Vivid Video.
And I like right.
Okay.
And I like the tall ones. All right. All right. Well, whatever.
I know. Right. And they have long necks. Right.
But their dinkies are this tiny. Damn it, I got a long neck and a tiny schmuntz. What the hell?
They need to talk to Alexis.
Yes, exactly.
Alexis Arquette has a much bigger cock than
the giraffes,
apparently.
Stephanie, you could go to the zoo and trip over a giraffe's cock.
There you go.
I'll take any kind of death I can get at this point, just to make my funeral more like...
As long as it's entertaining, yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'll laugh like Mary, if you'd like.
Yes!
I'll do Mary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want rampant incontinence, just stifle laughter.
When Paul T. Anderson's dad passed away.
Right.
I was at
Ernie
this,
Anderson.
Ernie.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, and the Great Gulardi.
Uh-huh.
And so I went because my dad was gone and my mom couldn't make it, so I had to represent. So I get there and I walk into the chapel and there's this life-sized photograph of Mr. Anderson sitting on a bench in drag.
Wow.
Oh. Hmm. In the age that he died in, so not a young man. Just
right.
Sitting there in drag and no wig, just his hair and makeup and in dress and everything. And I start laughing, of course. Everybody starts laughing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Paul gets up to do his eulogy. Now, we'd had Jack Riley and Tim Conway already, so it had already been very funny.
Right.
But Paul gets up and he says... He looks at his dad's picture and he says, "Yeah, when I got here earlier today, they were setting up the photograph on the easel, and the guy that was putting it up said, 'So was she a nice woman?' And I said, 'Yes, she was.'"
And she had a lovely penis.
She did. She did, apparently. Well, he had a lot of kids. That was the funniest funeral I've ever been to. Harvey's was good.
It's hard to beat Howard Stern's opening line of Joan Rivers.
That's true.
He said Joan Rivers had a dry pussy.
He did say that. And everybody laughed.
Yes. Well,
that's
and
all that
matters.
She would
have laughed too.
She would have loved that.
Absolutely.
She absolutely would have loved that. No, and I mean, Ernie's was funny. Harvey's was funny.
Uh-huh.
But not, and I saw Paul at that, and I'm like, "Your dad's was funny." You're going to say, "Oh, it was."
Yeah.
It was just, we beat that. Well,
you grew up with all, like, your fights, your playground fights were, "No, my mom's funnier." "No, your dad's funnier." Right? You went to school with who? Don Rickles' kids?
Mindy Rickles was in my class. We played Agent and Star.
Oh, my God. Comedy school.
Practically. I knew the Conways, obviously, and the Newhart kids, Bobby Jr., basically, Robert Jr.
Do the Newhart kids also have that dry humor?
They do.
The same?
Yeah.
Oh, yay.
Oh, they're such a lovely family. All of I saw, actually, Mr. Newhart at Edie Gourmet's service.
Oh,
wow. And I hadn't seen him in years, and his daughters were there, and I hadn't seen them in years, and Mindy was there, I hadn't seen her, and she spoke for her dad, so it was like old home week at Lady's service, which was lovely, and, you know, she was...
Bob Newhart seems like the nicest guy in the world.
He really is.
Is he?
Yeah. Bob Newhart.
He's just as nice as he seems he would.
He really is
man. I love hearing that.
He's a really nice, nice man, you know, and so is Conway. I mean, I grew up with nice people.
Well, yeah, and your mom.
She's all right.
Her mom is Carol Burnett, if you've just tuned in.
Yes.
If you just stumbled upon the podcast.
But you remember. No, you remember.
And you see both sides.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Small business owner.
If you've just stumbled over the paywall into the podcast,
and you're a small business owner that sees both sides,
right?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, no, Clinton didn't do anything about it.
Maybe they fast forwarded through the giraffe cum part.
Maybe Steve would.
The giraffe cum has got to be epic.
Jody.
Yes,
my point is, yeah, I know when I, you know, because your mom, my hero, when I finally got to meet her, you can attest to this, that, you know,
You were very nervous.
Well.
You fainted.
She was very nice because you want your heroes to be nice. And she was. I said I wanted to be you and it didn't work out. And she, the look of sort of, you know, like just kindness and compassion, sort of concealed pity was just so sweet. Just kind of, oh.
She loves your show. So I'm not letting her listen to this shit, but she loves it.
How about that?
She'd love that, actually. She's a good burper.
Good burp! Good burp, Jim!
Did that moment match your vision board?
Yes, it did. Clearly, that was close to an Emmy. The kind of burp I just let out.
Do blind people have vision boards?
You know what? As you know, most of my dreams have died. This is what's happened. I could not be Carol Burnett. I could be... what I'm really good at is drinking and swearing, as it turns out.
Right.
Here I am.
Well, welcome to my world.
They don't
world.
Give Emmys for that.
or drearing and shrinking.
Right.
Right.
A lot of drinking.
I'm not as thick as you drunk I am.
Right. What?
Ossifer, I'm not under the affluence of alcohol.
No.
No.
Chris, I got a letter of concern today, which is worse
it's
than...
It's mouthwash.
Totally. Wait a minute. What was...
Fireball whiskey is mouthwash.
Mouthwash is full alcohol.
What was the letter of concern about, Steph?
It's missing alcohol. Is that okay?
Excuse me, Jim?
Nothing.
Okay.
He's fine.
Okay. Everybody fine?
Everybody's fine.
Everything's fine. Everything's under control.
Fine.
We can dance. Everything's under control.
We could dance if we want to.
We can leave our friends behind.
Right.
If your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance,
there are no friends of mine. Look at that. Really? That's scary.
There's a field full of midgets. Bill Hader somehow's not here.
That was scary.
Yeah.
No. That was the weirdest video ever.
Was. Yeah.
I got sidetracked totally.
Okay,
no
what
idea.
Was the letter of concern? I'm concerned about letter your
letter
of concern.
Of concern.
Oh, see, we'll remember. They were like, you know, we all love you, and you are not going to get the Daily Show after Jon Stewart if you don't stop talking about your drinking. They're not going to hire a drunk. I'm like, they're not going to hire me for 1,000 reasons, not the least of which is I'm a drunk. Are
I'm
you
not a
anything?
Drunk.
And I'm not a drunk. I just play one. Okay.
Like Dean Martin.
She said as she dumped the rest of that champagne bottle into
it. Right. I'm sure they'll hire Chelsea
Dean
Hammer
Martin
instead.
Was actually...
Who doesn't drink at all?
No.
Dean Martin was sober as a judge.
He actually was.
But he was playing the role.
He was very
sober. Brilliantly, yeah. He was
very sober.
He was the proto-Foster Brooks.
Do you have our song?
Which song? There are many.
Pick a song.
Out here on our own?
Oh.
He hasn't found it yet.
Well, no. I mean,
well, I mean there's a song that Lonnie wrote called Not That Kind of Girl, but you are that kind of girl, which is why you don't want to play it.
Mm-hmm. I don't want a baby that looks like that.
Sorry.
Why
Sex
not?
Pistols.
Sir, are you okay?
Really?
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Really? You good? Jordan,
bodies!
Yes.
I'm
yes,
not an animal!
Wow. That's just
I
bringing
love
me back
outbursts.
To the early 80s and late 70s.
70s.
On my own. Help me need you.
Oh, Lord. Wow.
Fuck yourself, you asshole.
Until the morning sun appears.
Oh, it's an LED light. Never mind.
Friends be nicht eingezogen.
We're always proven
what?
Who we are.
What?
This is the Leslie Gore version.
Yes, it's Leslie Gore's version.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. I love you, Leslie.
I want to hear the Al Gore version.
Oh, Jim,
I like
Jim
song.
Ward now with the Al Gore version.
I don't know the words.
Oh.
Yeah, I
see,
like the
nobody,
Leslie Gore
nobody
version.
Knows the words because it's a lesser hit from Fame.
I
no, it
words.
Is not, you
I'm
fucker.
Throwing clothing at you.
I
in
know
a
the
minute.
Words
to
the Schöne Müllerin cycle and the Winterreise, but.
You know what? I'm going to make you sing the fucking Body Electric because you are wrong.
The fourth movement of Beethoven's
Lunch Yard
Night
Jam,
Symphony.
Whatever the fuck.
That didn't have words.
Hot Lunch Jam.
Yeah, that didn't have words.
Didn't have words.
Hang on, Jim, sing in German. Everybody fucking back
Sondern
off.
Sondern lasst uns angenehmere anstimmen und Freuden vollere.
Look out, everybody. It's springtime for Hitler. Springtime for Hitler.
No. No. There were no Nazis in Germany in the 19th century. They were progressives.
Sorry.
And,
And don't tell those right-wingers that. Don't
Heinrich Heine was a famous German poet in the 19th century, and he was a Jew.
Of course.
There were Jews in
Germany? Yes! Many of them. Many of them fought in World War
I. I know. Yeah. I know. Calm down. Anyway. It's okay, Jim. It's okay. Fred Jim needs
I'm not even German, and I feel offended.
I know. Like, what is that? I'm
accused of being a Nazi.
Sorry, it's just the German that just made me, just set me off. I'm so sorry. We apologize.
We're all sorry.
You know why? Because my dad was Goering's buddy.
I'm kidding. Poker buddy.
The fuck? No, he was not. Well, prosecuted him at Nuremberg.
Well, that's how they became friends.
Sure. Well, Goering was actually
he got most of his best information during poker.
Goering was very charismatic, actually.
My dad the pants was freaked out. Yeah, he was freaked out.
He couldn't pants off himself.
I met George Bush Jr. He was very charming, too. Well, I didn't meet him. I saw him in person.
Speaking of war criminals.
Right, no, I saw him. I could have met him. And I was in a room with him talking. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I'm laughing. Gosh, I said it. I'm laughing at him because he was very charming.
Sure.
He was incredibly charming, but I didn't meet him because I didn't want to say, it's an honor to meet you, Mr. President.
Because you're an asshole.
Because I didn't want to lie.
Because you're a fucking asshole war criminal that belongs in The Hague.
I didn't want to lie to him.
Right.
Sorry.
I didn't want to lie.
Well, most sociopaths are very charismatic.
Oh, he was incredible. Right. I was freaked out. I was in the back of the room, and it was weird. I was like, oh, I see. Uh-huh. I get it now.
Was very much like that. He was weird. Charm people out of there. Wow. You know.
It was strange. I was like, oh, I'm laughing at his jokes. This is not good. I felt dirty and wanted to shower.
Yeah.
I was at the White House at the time, and his parents were there, and I had to pee. And I thought, oh, they know where the bathroom is.
Yeah, they could probably tell
this
you.
Close.
They could direct
I came this close to going, Mr. President.
Should I pee in your bathroom?
This close.
Could you direct me to?
My little sister was like, do it. I'm like, I can't, but I totally could have. They would have been very nice about it, I'm sure. Right. But I this close to walking up to Senior and Barbara.
Wow.
It would have been funny.
Barbara would have fucking cold cocked you in the middle of the next election cycle.
No, they would have been very nice.
She'd be like, oh, Hollywood liberal. I will fucking, you know what? Before I get back on the Quaker Oats box,
her husband gave my aunt a back rub.
I will punch you. Pardon me?
Her husband, Senior, gave my aunt a little shoulder rub.
Really?
He did.
At the White House. Shouldn't have done it.
He got it from, he must have gotten it from his dad.
Shouldn't have done it. Did it.
Totally. Now, didn't Joe Biden just do that?
Yes.
Yes. To Mrs. Ashton Carter.
Carter.
The new Secretary of Defense is white. But she had just fallen, so people were thinking he was
trying to hold her up. He was trying to hold
I think he was going, are you okay?
She married Ashton Kutcher, you're correct.
Yes, Ashton Kutcher's new wife.
Right.
Yes, Mila Kunis is actually the new Secretary of Defense's
wife. That's fantastic.
It's awesome.
So we've got lots of connections to the Ukraine now. So
yes, exactly, Jim.
Absolutely.
Fucking great.
This has just gone. This is devolved.
It's Ash Carter Wednesday, everybody.
It is. I'm a bad Catholic. Notice the non-cross.
No, I don't have
Although
it
Although by
either.
The time you hear this, it's going to be two days ago.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm. Yeah, I should have had the cross on anyway. But I'm a recovering Catholic.
Me too.
So, I'm a recovering
Episcopalian.
There is the C word story I didn't tell. About me being called the C word.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Somebody's got to keep this going.
Look out.
You're the Harvey Korman of this podcast. Yeah. I'm good. Okay. I don't want to mix my booze yet.
All right.
You know how I walk?
Boo! Yes.
You walk this way.
Yeah, I'm a crazy walking person.
Yes. You walk like thousands of miles a day.
Right. I walk in Vashno Village.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
That's awesome. They wore sweaters in that, didn't they?
They did.
Video. Yeah. And they were tucked in there.
You mostly walk to Fresno to have Travis Mama's Bones cobbler.
I just get raisins
up there. And then you walk back every morning.
Every morning. Uh-huh. So I was the boy was out of town. And so when he's out of town, I just kind of bank miles, you know?
Okay.
So I was on like mile 15 that day. And I'm about a mile from my house and I'm walking by the store and this woman goes, how? And oh, by the way, in front of me was a woman with a stroller and baby and then a toddler walking.
Okay. Right.
And then other people, it's like a mile on the street. And I'm walking, I'm listening to headphones, listening to music, whatever, you know, a little Pink. And I smile at people.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the nice thing to do. This is
how
you meet their dogs.
What's wrong with you?
I know. And
the fuck.
So this woman is coming towards me and she goes, what the fuck are you doing here, you fucking cunt? I saw you over there and now you're over here. How dare you fucking come here? And I went,
wow.
Wow.
And in front of these kids, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Where is this?
She's near John's. Wow. On Magnolia. Wow. And I'm like, oh my, this is the crazy that doesn't like me. Wow. The other crazies and I get along just fine. I'm like, I just smiled and laughed. Because it's like, what am I supposed to do? She was very angry with me, apparently. I was over there, and then I was over here.
How could you fucking, who do you think you are? You were there, now you're here.
What the fuck was I thinking?
That's weird.
It was weird.
Huh.
It's the first time I've ever been yelled at.
Yeah. Well,
you're not allowed to use the time transporter machine.
That might have been
only I am.
It might have been me in the future.
You could have been me. It was the future.
It was me in the future going, what the fuck were you doing? Look at you. Your ass is still on the ground. Your skin is still sagging. What the fuck is wrong with you?
There are some eerie pictures of like the early 40s of people walking around with something that looks like cell phones. Like maybe they're time travelers.
Oh.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond lies another dimension. Dimension of sight. Okay. Sound of mind.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine paid one of the bald guys on a Fringe. So, you know, it can happen.
Yeah.
You remember when I moved to New York briefly? Well, we call it the trip.
The trip.
But anyway.
Yeah.
They did. They ate you up and spat you out, didn't they?
Like a bad fucking kidney
man. Fugelsang didn't help you, did he? Mm-mm. No.
Well, you know, Aunt Julie would have helped you. As pretty as he is, he can't do everything.
Aunt Julie would have helped you. But you didn't know me
yet. Oh, Aunt Julie.
Andrews.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you didn't know me yet.
I didn't know Aunt Julie. I'm sure I could have gone and knocked on her door. Hi, I'm... Okay.
Wait, I didn't know you yet.
All right.
Had I known you, you would have been taken care
of. My point is, I was walking my two giant white dogs to Central Park, and a very well-dressed, you know, black man with a briefcase, me being a huge, happy-clappy Obama apologist.
No, no, thing. Yeah.
I just came around the corner and just yelled right in my face. He goes, racist! Racist motherfucker with
you
two
white
dogs.
Dogs. You got some white-ass racist dogs.
But it's hair color.
Right, but I was a little like, I was like... And I think I had
dogs
an Obama
don't have
hat on.
A political ideology.
I was like, oh, no, no. You don't understand. I'm one of the foremost Obama apologists in the country, sir. And I don't know what you're saying, but...
I'm secretly black.
One drop's all you need.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. As we learned today from Tony.
Yeah, I heard that from Tony.
Yeah.
I have...
Channing is black.
I have Northern African blood.
Wow. There you go. You're black.
I got it from 23andMe. I thought my mother always thought we had Cherokee.
Yeah. No. Everyone always says they have some
Nation.
Cherokee.
Well, no.
I tested it, and I have Northern African in there.
Huh.
That's the questionable blood.
Excuse me. Why is no one singing Cherokee Nation with me?
I have English, Irish,
because I'm no
Welsh,
longer Cherokee.
German, and possibly Ojibwe. Mandan.
I'm Northern. French, Dutch, English, Scottish, Irish, and Northern African.
Oh, I might have some Flemish as well. No, but...
Excuse me?
My grandmother's family were called Genk, which is a town in Belgium.
Wow. Genk?
That's gangster-like. Yeah.
Wow. She was gangster. She's very gangster. Wow. She still is.
Wow.
She's dead, and she's still... You know,
she's still
she's
a
still
gangster.
Gangster.
I'm still a little Flemish.
Pardon me?
Is she the one that haunts you?
Yes.
Oh, the grandmother that haunts you that stops you from fucking women?
She's a bitch ghost?
Bitch ghost, yes.
Nice.
I just felt her evil, hyper-Catholic presence.
Oh, yeah.
When I was, you know, when I was discovering masturbation when I was six.
And she's really angry that she didn't get Ash Wednesday today.
Yeah.
Oops.
Whoopsie.
Oh, well.
Forgot that.
Now, when I was living in Chicago, I was for the first time I was there with Ash Wednesdays. Hey, you got something on you? Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah. Forget about that.
Yeah. Damn it.
You got some schmutz on.
Yeah, let me get that. Yeah.
I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
Again.
I have an update. Speaking of masturbation, don't I have a story for everything?
You sure.
That's
you
what
bring
we love
it up,
about
I'm
you.
Like, if you bring it up, Jim. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
So, we did a story today. Yeah,
you're trying hard enough.
But the Florida
you
woman?
You know the Cyrillic alphabet.
Waka 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 waka. Anyway, my point.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so this Florida woman, remember we did
from
today?
Florida?
Uh-huh.
That jumped nude on the couple's car that was in the Lexus?
Yes.
She'd been masturbating first.
Well, naturally.
Well,
that just makes sense.
Well, you got to warm up.
Naked woman from
Florida.
Yes.
Shocking.
Stopped traffic on a residential street, as you do. Even in Florida?
In Florida.
Really? In Florida, you just think like...
Of course, the streets are all underwater now, so it's, you know, it's more like Venice.
At least in
right
Key
now.
West.
Yeah.
She masturbated in front of a couple of cars and then threw a tantrum on top of their vehicle.
Oh.
I did not hear this part. I knew that she was naked. I know she was masturbating in front of them.
Yeah.
She was starting in the street wearing no clothes. She appeared to be under the influence of something.
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 Bath salts and meth.
Was she eating faces?
Bath salts. She pleasured herself in front of the couple in the Lexus.
Aww. Well, it's their own personal porn.
No charge.
Well, I mean,
they climbed on top of it, stomped on its hood, and threw a cell phone at a car stop.
Because they didn't masturbate back at her. They didn't reciprocate.
Hello.
Come on.
Come on.
That's rude. That's just rude. If
someone's
going to
masturbate
in front
of you
on your Lexus,
you need to just
go for it. The right to masturbate back.
Oh, yeah, my nipples are hard.
Just at least do that.
Right, something.
Just trace your areola.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, sexy hood ornament. Yes, I am wanking myself, too.
You are so pretty.
It's a Buick.
Thanks for the free show.
Old Buick.
Oh, God.
From the 70s.
They had that,
you know,
like
yeah.
They're like statues on the front of whatever.
Yeah. Well, sexy. Yeah.
Okay. Hollywood child Jodi Hamilton, daughter of Carol Burnett. I got to ask you about this story.
Son of Mary Louise, friend of Carol Burnett, many, many years ago.
Okay, for her 16th birthday, rapper Lil Wayne's daughter received a party budgeted at $250,000. It featured performances from Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Naturally.
And she also received two cars, one BMW SUV and a Ferrari.
How old is this person?
16.
16.
This is for her 16th birthday party.
16. So she got two cars.
Yes,
why not give her like a bazooka while you're at it? You know,
this didn't happen.
I don't mean to be judgmental, but is this like, did you get that kind of thing as a rich Hollywood kid? Because it just seems. Maybe I'm just bitter, but I'm just.
No, I did get a car. I got a Honda.
Awesome. Oh,
well, Honda,
not quite a Ferrari.
A Honda Accord. Okay. I didn't have to pay for
it. Practical.
So that was nice of my parents. I didn't have to pay for it.
Did you have $250,000 birthday parties?
No.
Featuring Nicki Minaj.
No, but Jim Nabors gave me this on my 16th birthday.
Surprise! Wow.
Surprise!
And it was a surprise party. We were living on the Big Island near Bob Seska.
Oh, nice.
Hello, Bob Seska.
And my mom said, we're going to take you to dinner. Jim's coming over. We'll take you. Who do you want to be there? So I said two friends of mine.
Yeah.
And then my little sister helped organize a surprise party. Aww. So it was a big group of people from school, the Parker School, Bob Seska. Hmm. And and it was a big party, and Uncle Jim gave me this, and I've been wearing it for the past forever.
Aww.
Jim Nabors performed at a little nightclub called The Horn in West L.A. My parents went to see him in about 1962, something like that. I eventually did stand-up at The Horn
in
the 80s.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Jim is my godfather.
Wow. Oh, I remember you told me that.
Surprise, surprise.
Well, you know what I can say to that? God.
He is finally married to his husband.
Yes, I heard that.
He's been with Stan for 40-plus years, and when they got married, I called him. I said, finally, you made an honest man out of you. I said, how does it feel? He goes, same.
Same.
But I'm glad they got married in Washington, and they live in Hawaii, and they've been together forever.
I just wish Sergeant Carter could have been my bridesmaid.
And he's from Alabama, isn't he?
Original, and he worked at the UN.
With a banjo on his knee.
Did he really?
He tried working at the UN, but his accent was so thick nobody could understand him.
They're like, we don't have a headset for this. What the fuck is Jim Nabors saying?
And he also is a certified public accountant.
Wow.
He can do his own taxes.
Huh.
Wow. Huh. Could he do mine?
He might. He'll charge you.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. You owe $10 million.
He's not a fool. He'll charge you. He's got skills. No, I love Uncle Jim. I mean, he's fantastic. Love him.
Seems like
it is weird, isn't it, where we've come, like, back in the day? Like, nobody, you couldn't say that you were gay back then.
I mean, I knew.
Right.
But, you know.
Even Paul Lynn couldn't say it.
Paul Lynn. Like,
Well, I mean, Rock Hudson.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to marry Paul Lynn. I was very...
Well, that's interesting.
Because he was funny.
Yes!
Not because he was hot or anything. Or
I didn't
hot
know.
For you.
I didn't
he
know.
Was middle square. That's all.
He was middle
Paul,
square?
Paul, can you get an elephant drunk? Yes. But he still won't come up to your apartment.
All right. I mean, I met Rock Hudson's boyfriend when my mom did I Do, I Do.
Right.
I mean, I grew up around the gays.
The gays.
Right.
And it's funny, there's a dancer on the show, male dancer on the show, that was married to a lady person, still is, by the way. She was a singer on the show. They were our dance teachers when we were kids.
Oh. Wow.
I'm very bad at dancing. They're very good.
I guess.
Well, did me, you show not them that so trick? That trick hip is, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's, I'm not a good tap dancer. You just right. don't want to see it. I can throw my hip out, but that's it.
Dance, Jody Hamilton. Okay, there we go.
I'm like the Elaine.
Yeah.
Jody
dance,
Hamilton.
Little sister, dance. Some Rolling Stones record yes. from 1972.
See, I'm a Who fan, so F the Rolling Stones.
Well, I like the O's as well.
Jody Hamilton, how can we stalk you, follow you? How could we hear
listen
your
to
podcast?
Our drunken podcast?
All right.
Yes. Where can we find your drunken podcast?
Podcast?
Podcast.
That too.
Or podcast.
Whatever. Yeah.
Or ours is now a cunt cast, but what's yours?
Pod cunt.
Pod cunt.
Pod cunt.
Yes.
Something like that. Wow.
Pod.
Yes.
At from-the-bunker.com.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Bunker.
Well, wow. All right.
Bunker? I just met her.
And yeah. we can follow you on Twitter.
At from-the-bunker
Twitter,
Junior.
I just met her.
Awesome.
Twitter? We could be twatting.
Listen, follow Jim Ward to see if, you know, what his technique is.
Yeah. At Jim Ward Voices on Twitter.
Yeah, I think it's, he does still, I think it's better than licking the alphabet. I think it's licking the Cyrillic alphabet, yeah. ladies. If you're paying attention. Love you,
thank you,
Jody.
For
you're
in, Jody.
Fucking fascinating. You're
thank
goddamn
you. You're fucking
delightful,
awesome, man.
Fucking delightful cunt. I love you.